what a recession actually is, and who decides. Almost everyone knows the rule that two consecutive quarters of falling output means a recession. It is not the definition, and the people who actually date recessions do not use it. They are a committee. They look at several monthly measures rather than one quarterly one, and they announce a recession long after it began. All three of those facts change how you should read the word. The simple version. The two-quarters rule is a rule of thumb that escaped into common usage and got treated as a definition. In the United States, recessions are dated by a committee of academic economists at the National Bureau of Economic Research, a private nonprofit rather than a government agency. Their standard is not a formula. It is a significant decline in economic activity that is spread across the economy and lasts more than a few months, and they weigh several measures to decide. Why not just count two bad quarters? Because one number measured four times a year is a thin basis for describing a whole economy, and it can mislead in both directions. Output can dip for two quarters while hiring, incomes, and spending hold up, which does not look like a recession to the people living in it. Output can also hold up while the labor market deteriorates underneath. The committee's stated criteria are depth, diffusion, and duration. How bad, how widespread, and how long. It treats though. What they actually look at. The committee leans on monthly measures rather than the quarterly output figure, because monthly data can locate a turning point more precisely. Its published list includes real personal income less transfers, payroll employment, employment from the household survey, real consumer spending, manufacturing and trade sales adjusted for prices, and industrial production. That is a deliberately broad set. The word spread across the economy in the definition is doing real work. Why the announcement always comes late? The committee is explicitly retrospective. It waits until enough data has arrived and settled before naming a peak or a trough, which is why a recession is routinely declared many months after it started, and sometimes after it has already ended. That looks like slowness and is closer to the opposite. The alternative is calling turning points on early data that later gets revised, which would mean revising the dates of recessions afterward. The delay buys a chronology that does. This is the same trade-off that shows up in the monthly data itself, where first estimates get revised as fuller information arrives. The committee simply sits on the patient end of it. What it does and does not mean for a household. A recession is a description of the whole economy, not a description of your situation, and the two can disagree completely in either direction. Plenty of people lose work in an expansion. Plenty of people are untouched by a recession. The declaration itself changes nothing about your job, your rent, or your savings on the day it is made, and by the time it arrives, you have usually already lived through whatever it is describing. What matters for a household is the specific thing. A recession is not two bad quarters. It is a committee's retrospective judgment about depth, diffusion, and duration, announced long after the fact. What this means? Treat the word as a historical label rather than a warning light. It arrives too late to act on, and it describes an average you may not be part of. When a headline argues about whether a recession has technically begun, the argument is usually about the rule of thumb rather than the actual standard, which is a committee's judgment that will be delivered on its own schedule. The useful questions are local. What is happening in your industry, and how many months of expenses? What this is not. This is not a prediction about whether a recession is coming, has started, or has ended. This is not a claim about the current state of the economy. This is not advice about your job, your savings, or any investment, and it is not a buy, sell, or hold signal on any security. This is not a criticism or endorsement of the National Bureau of Economic Research, any government agency, or any administration. Other countries date recessions differently, so nothing. Sources. National Bureau of Economic Research, business cycle dating the committee's definition, the indicators it weighs, and its retrospective timing. https://www.nbur.org/research/business-cycle-dating. No figure is asserted in this article. It describes how the dating process works, not the state of any economy at any date.